for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Everybody, you're tuned in to 92.1 KMZ and the Missy Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet, your play-by-play today. And back in studio, we got Kurt Kilman. We are in week five. Taking on the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens. Centralia, this is their third straight home game at home. And let me tell you, this Centralia team has been on a home tear. Last week was their homecoming, but it was also a great day for them to show out on the field. So far on the year, this Panthers team has outscored their opponents at home 100-20. 100-20. Now, overall, they're outscoring their opponents 126-75, but the Centralia team at home have been on a tear. Centralia, they come in today 3-1 on the overall, 1-0 in district play, and 3-0 in league play, and they actually wrapped up league play, speaking of which, last week against Donovan West, and their huge win against them, 58-14. Just one of those two games mentioned that they've had at home here. This is their third home game straight and their second-to-last home game of the year. For Mar Hill, they come in today 2-2 on the overall. They've alternated their wins and losses every game this year. They came out of the game of the year. They beat JCN in a really close game. 22-20 is the first time this Mar Hill team had won in a year and a half. And then they went on the road, played Jackson Heights, lost 35-0. And then they played Maranatha, and they were able to come out dominant, 65-12. And then last week, the loss against Riverside, a heartbreaker, 21-14. So Mar Hill has both been beaten and won by 50-plus points, and they've also won and lost a game decided by one sole possession. So this Mar Hill team knows what it's like to win big and lose big, but also play competitively and win and lose, and you'll play those tight games. Centralia, it's pretty much been one or the other. It's been either been a win big or, you know, well, kind of a lose big, except for that first game of the season where they played Valley Heights. Got off on a good start, 20-14. Again, this is not a league matchup between these two teams, but this is District 4, Classification 1A. And if I may mention, let's talk a little bit of history about these two teams. Do you hear the crickets? That's because there is no history. These two teams have never played each other before, ever. I got a couple guys up here in the press box with me, and they're like, well, since I've been here, which has been a long time, I've never seen these two teams play, and that is correct. These two teams have never met, despite both teams being in classifications 2 and 3A before, but this is the first time they take on each other here in classification 1A, District 4. Right now, Centralia leads the district 1-0. Troy is 1-0. Right behind them, Riverside is also 1-0, and then you go down to the lower three in the District 4 classification of 1A, which is Mar Hill 0-1, Donovan West 0-1, and then Horton 0-1. As I mentioned, district play here continues. It is important for both of these teams to get off to a hot start today. And let's talk about that hot start with both these teams after this minute timeout here on KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Come down this Saturday and hang out with the MSC Radio Group and Community National Bank as we celebrate 40 years of Community National Bank. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Seneca location in downtown Seneca, the street will get blocked off for food, games, inflatables, raffles, music, and memories. Check out fire trucks as well as plenty of opportunities for kids to have fun as we celebrate 40 years of Community National Bank. With a live on location with the MSC Radio Group from noon till 2. We'll see you there in downtown Seneca for the 40th anniversary celebration of Community National Bank.
Exciting news, Seneca. Rainbow is going all in with fiber to the home. We're expanding our fiber optic network to deliver faster, more reliable internet straight to your doorstep. With the help of our contractors, NCS and D'Aguilar, we're investing $5.2 million in nearly 65 miles of fiber, bringing symmetrical speeds up to 2 gigabits per second. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value and supports remote work. Join us in growing a superior broadband network. Stay tuned, Seneca, for updates and visit our website at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio. Let's get this train on the rails and let's not derail and let's get this one going here. We got a couple minutes before we send things off to the national anthem for a break and then we'll come back for kickoff. But we only got a couple minutes to talk about. We mentioned a little bit of history between these two teams. If you remember, there is no history. So these two teams are playing for the first time each other tonight. So someone gets to come away with a little bit of bragging rights. But let's talk about how one of these teams can come away with those rights. Starting off with Centralia offense coming in today, quarterbacking and commanding this team is the first team All-League returner, but also All-State honorable mention returner, Jacob Flinty, the senior. On the year, he is 12 of 22, passing of 192 yards, 3 touchdowns to 2 interceptions, but he's mostly a dominant ground carrier. On the ground, 65 carries, 489 yards, and then 4 touchdowns. Add on to it in the backfield, Quinton Aldifer, the sophomore, 6 foot and 205 pounds, big body in the backfield, and he does a lot to help this Panthers team. He's got 10 receptions, 128 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That's just receiving. Now what you want to talk about is ground stats. He's got 31 carries, 333 yards, and 4 touchdowns. There's going to be a lot more players we're going to talk about, but those are the two big stars here for this Panthers team. Now, if we're going to switch things over here to the Ravens, so going from the ground with the Panthers, flying up to the air with these Ravens here, Luke Siebert is the one who carries this offense. He's currently 29 of 70 on passes, 428 total passing yards, 6 touchdowns and 1 interception. On the ground, he has 26 carries, 140 yards, and also a touchdown. He is a second-team All-League returner coming from last year, but he was also a returner, he was an honorable mention returner coming from last year at quarterback. His sophomore year, going into his junior year, he was a second team All-League receiver. So he's been a receiver, and that's why he's great at throwing to them. He already has that connection of know what it's like to be a quarterback and throw to his targets. But who are his targets? Well, let me answer that real quick for you. Raheem Thompson, he's got 6 receptions coming in today, 115 yards, 2 touchdowns. Amari Shepard, who has 11 receptions for 198 yards and 4 touchdowns. He's also got 4 carries for 14 yards. That's Amari Shepard. We'll see him a lot on offense and defense. We've seen a lot of great stuff. If anything needs to be taken away from this, and this is the last 2 weeks ago, this Panthers team has a dominant defense. When I mean a dominant defense, I mean dominant. They're in a 3-5-3 defense. Right now, points per game, they're only giving up 18.75, which, by the way, 2 games ago, they were allowing over 20 points per game. But like I said, on this home stretch, they've just been real dominant and getting things nice and connected. But right now, Centralia, 2 interceptions on the year, 3 fumble recoveries, and 2 defensive slash special teams touchdowns, which have come off of fumble returns or interception returns. So this team has been really dominant. We saw 2 weeks ago with Dagan Rondebaum, his fumble, and then he stripped it, took it back to the end zone. You might remember my reference of a thief in the night because he was able to sneak away with a score, with a scoop and score after stripping a player from the Onega Buffaloes team. So it was a great win for Centralia. They also won that game 42-6. So it was a great victory. So coming in today, Centralia, great offense, great defense. They've gotten better over the coming weeks. And on the ground, they're dominant. 1,080 yards rushing on the year. They average 9.2 yards per carry. Talking about Marhill Mount Academy rushing on the year, 443 yards rushing, 5.8 yards per carry. When you bring up their receiving stats, Marhill has a little bit more of those, 450 receiving yards, 16.1 reception yards per catch. And then, of course, when you talk about Centralia, they also have pretty dominant steps in there. Yards per game for both teams. Centralia is averaging 310 yards per game. For Marhill Mount Academy, they're averaging 224 yards per game. So not only is this the first time these two teams have played each other, it's also the first time these two coaches have played each other. And also, both these coaches will step into their third season. Roger Holtz comes into his third season. So does Zachary Fredrickson. He also steps into his third season. So again, players and coaches get to come away with some bragging rights today, as these two teams have not played each other at all. It's a big milestone year for Mar Hill, as last year they went 0-9. This year they are 2-2, so they are able to, they're climbing their way back up and getting their way up and going. But we'll be right back for kickoff here on KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
In our rural farming communities, sharing the road means watching out for slow-moving farm equipment and recreational vehicles. Stay alert, keep your distance, and drive with caution. Let's make our country roads safer for everyone. As we approach harvest season, SBS Insurance wants to remind everyone to drive safe and aware.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to
this
help you succeed?
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heritage Bank.
Hey, and we're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Teams, both teams, taking the field here, or at least their captains are, as kickoff and currently the coin toss at this moment is on the way. But before we get on with that, let's talk a little bit more about both teams. And also be sure throughout this game you stay tuned for our scoring updates brought to you by the Holt House Auto House in Fairview, and halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, post-game show brought to you by the Outdoors Real Estate, and our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. Again, stay throughout this game to support all of our sponsors and hear what they have to say. But what I have to say about this Centralia and Mar Hill game is it should be a good one between the two teams. First time playing between both of them here, just waiting for the coin toss decision. Right here for Mar Hill. Bringing out, for Centralia, as I was thinking of, Heideman and Haverkamp, the captains. And they will, Centralia winning the toss. I believe they will let you defer here and go to the second half. But between these two teams, this will be a good one. Also going on in our area, we have KMZA 103.9 broadcasting Royal Valley at Perry Compton. That's with Brandon Tatman. Here you're on KMZA 92.1 with me, Curtin Prophet. We got Mar Hill Academy against Centralia at home for Centralia. And then also on CARE 93.7, Valley Falls at McClouth. And then on our new station, COSA 96.9, Lansing at Seaman. So here, I was correct, Centralia won the toss. They will elect to receive in the second half, so they will kick off here. Now seconds away from the kickoff right here, we have Haverkamp, who will be kicking things for the Centralia Panthers, back to receive for the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens, Mari Shepherd. Interestingly enough, this is the closest I've ever seen a kickoff to my side of the press box. So here on the near side hash mark, setting up the kick. So only four near side players on the kickoff. And then six more on the other side. But here it will be Dulac who gets the return. Nearly pulled down, finally pulled down here at the 33-yard line. Mar Hill starting their first drive of the game. They got 11:54 to go here in the first quarter. First and 10, ball on their own, 32-yard line. Mar Hill searching for their third win this year. They've alternating wins and losses every game. They won week number one, lost week number two, won week number three, lost week number four. So see if they follow that pattern here. In week number five, if they can try to pull out a win here against this Centralia team. But Centralia, again, they've been undefeated at home this year. 2-0, outscoring opponents 100-20. But this Mar Hill team, as they start on offense, commanded by Luke Siebert, also Jack Moore, number 32, the junior in the backfield, will also assist them, and James Peltzer, the senior, number 25. He'll be in the backfield too. But Jack Moore, the one to the right of the hip of Luke Siebert. Siebert dropping back. It looks too fast, going to the near side, out of bounds. It was incomplete. Excuse me, I would like to make a correction. So quarterbacking is actually Owen Dulac right now. And then Luke Siebert is in at receiver. But it will be an incomplete pass for Owen Dulac. Coming into the game, it was the opposite. Dulac was the receiver, and Siebert was the quarterback, but Dulac will be the quarterback here tonight. He's got a quads to his left. Drop back, he rolls out to that side. It will be a designed run play. Breaks through a couple defenders. Stops right in his tracks, trying not to take a big hit from a Centralia defender. Coming in on the hit from Centralia, Grady Becker and Henry Heidemann. The tackle between, it was a 8-yard gain on the play from Dulac. So Dulac has one incompletion on the game, but he also has a carry for 8 yards. Third down and two on the Mar Hill 41-yard line. Getting the ball, it's the same play design. Running to that quads left, and there's a flag possibly on a hold, but taken down by Haverkamp. It will be, I believe, good enough for the first down. But again, it depends on the flag, and it looks like it will be a holding call. Referees talking here with Coach Roger Holtis, discussing the flag. And it will be. It's going to be a hold against the Ravens, so what could have been a first down from a third and two conversion will now back them up 10 yards. It'll now be a third and 12. Looks like they're going to actually mark it from the spot of the foul, so make it third and 10, so only an 8-yard penalty instead of a 10-yard penalty. First penalty of the game, though, for Mar Hill. 11-11 left to go in the first quarter, still 0-0, third down and 10, Ravens on their own 30-yard line. This Ravens team averaging 16.1 yards per catch and averaging 5.8 yards per rush. Right now in the game, averaging 8. Dulac stepping back to pass, quick release out to Shepard. Shepard taken down, he's short of the first down by 3 yards, taken down by Haverkamp. So Shepard, who had to catch for 7 yards, first completion of the game for Owen Dulac. That brings up a fourth down, so not able to make the third down conversion. Fourth down and 3. Ravens on their own 40-yard line, discussing this one to go for it. And really, in a situation like this, where you're against a Panthers team who's extremely dominant, and many a times when you give them the ball, you probably won't get it back, but Siebert, he's out on the far side at receiver. It looks like we're going to get a false start on the near side from Mar Hill Mount Academy. Darren DeCombe, the left tackle here for the Ravens, jumps a little early, trying to plead his case to the referee, but that's going to bring out the punt unit. So what was a fourth down and 3 now becomes a fourth down and 8 after the 5-yard penalty. Centralia's second penalty of the game. They had a holding penalty that put them back 8 yards on this drive. And then here they also have a false start. So 3 and out for the Ravens. Back to punt here is going to be Jace Campbell. It's Aldifer back to return it. He's at the 26-yard line, cutting things up, moving out to his left side. Jack Moore trying to make the tackle, brings him down at the 40-yard line, and that's where Centralia will start here on their first possession of the game. So Mar Hill, 3-and-out punt, a possession that did, however, last 2 minutes and 5 seconds. So taking quite a bit of chunk off the clock. 9:39 left here to go. Mar Hill, they start on their own 32-yard line. Here's Centralia, they start on their first possession on their own 40-yard line. This offense, commanded by Jacob Plenty. This has been a single-wing offense. So a lot of misdirection in the backfield between Heidemann, Aldifer, and Reinicke. Here, Jacob. Flinty. He has the keeper. He's got a carry of 5 yards. 5 yards short of the first down, but that'll still bring up a second down and five. Good 5 yard carry for Flinty. Jack Moore, who made the tackle, he also made the tackle on the special teams against Aldifer. It puts Centralia at their own 40-yard line. Here's Centralia at their own 45, 5 yards away from the 50. Got to make sure I'm correcting myself here. Last week we were on 8-man, so this is a 40. But this week we are on the 50. We got a full-length 100-yard field. Just 20 yards more for these fellas to go through. Right now, Heidemann on the carry, breaking towards the B gap to the right side, taken down after a yard after the first down. Good gain of 7 yards for Heidemann. Henry Heidemann, 7 yard carry, brought up a first and 10 on the Ravens, 48 yards line. So we are currently two plays into the game. Centralia, or first Centralia, two plays into the game, and they've already passed the 50 yard mark. Currently on the opposing team's 48 is Mar Hills. Centralia just trying to get set on the line. Far side is Haverkamp, line up that tight end position. And it looks like a timeout will have to be called by the defense. That's Mar Hill. We'll be right back in 30 seconds. Score still 0-0, 8-27 left of the first quarter. We'll be right back in just 30.
With the harvest season underway, the staff at First Heritage Bank would like to thank all our local farmers. We appreciate your dedication and hard work and wish you a safe and successful harvest. As a token of our appreciation, if you are a local farmer or know of one, please stop by or call one of our convenient locations in Seneca, Centralia, Corning, or Vermilion and enter their name in our drawing for a chance to win local prizes. The drawing will be held on October 15th. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet. Kirk Kilman back in studio. We got 8 minutes and 27 seconds left here of the first quarter. Timeout just got called by Mar Hill. It is currently a first and 10 ball on the 48-yard line of the Ravens side for Centralia. They are moving the ball on offense, but it is still a 0-0 game. Mar Hill on their first possession had a 3-and-out punt. Centralia not trying to take a play out of there. Page out of their playbook. They've already picked up one first down so far. Looking for the second. Flinty in shotgun, still single wing offense. This one, it's snapped to Aldifer. Aldifer off the left side. He's got a great block. Two blocks actually from Flinty, and that gets him all the way down to the 5 yard line. A rush of over 43 yards. An incredible carry from Aldifer. Two blocks thrown down the field from Flinty. It'll be on the 6 yard line, so it's a carry of 42 yards for Aldifer. So again, it's hard to tell who's exactly in shotgun. Everybody's kind of in shotgun for Centralia. Only one fires the trigger. That time it was Aldifer, and he fired one of 42 yards. Again, two great blocks thrown from Flinty down the field. This one, a snap that goes to, I believe, Reinicke, and Reinicke here, he pushes this just a couple yards closer towards the end zone. Again, first and goal for the Panthers. They have ran only four plays so far, and they are now on the 1 yard line. So it was a gain of five for Reinicke, his first carry of the game. So far, each Centralia player has gotten their own carry. Flinty for 5 yards, Aldifer for 12, Heidemann for 7, and Reinicke for 5. But here, on the 1 yard line, second and goal, it's Flinty who pushes it in. The Centralia Panthers take the first score. It's Heidemann who gets the score. I saw the number 1, didn't see the number 7, but there, a 1 yard carry and a 1 yard rushing touchdown for Henry Heidemann. So the Centralia Panthers will score first, and they will line up for the 2 point. I've seen this formation quite before. There is only the center, the offensive line lined up to the far side. It will be snapped. It's Flincy who flicks it back, and it's thrown into the end zone from Aldifer to Haverkamp. What a play! A two-point conversion for the history books. That was an incredible play design. So the whole entire offensive line was shifted off to the left side. Only the center, Flincy, and then to the left of Flincy was Aldifer. Flincy and Aldifer motioned out to the right side. It was a backwards flip to Aldifer. Aldifer threw it into the end zone to Haverkamp, who was running a route from the offensive line, who was on the far side of the field. So an incredible play design. Makes this 8-0, the Panthers lead. We'll be right back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
End of summer deals are heating up here at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca. We have a variety of 6.4-liter Hemi Ram 2500 Tradesman trucks with $8,000 in rebates. We also have a variety of Chrysler Pacificas in stock with $5,000 in rebates. The number of new vehicles in stock has not been like this in years. There's also a great selection of GMC vehicles in stock as well. Come by and say hi to Dale and Tanya and experience purchasing a vehicle in a relaxed atmosphere. Most customers leave saying, wow, that was easy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're on the kickoff for Centralia. Centralia just scoring from Heideman from 1 yard out. Slipping here is Amari Shepard on the return. He picks back up and gets the Ravens. And a little bit of flight to their own 30-yard line. Will they start on their second possession of the game? Mar Hill has not picked up a first down, but here they will try to. Mar Hill started on their own 32-yard line on their last possession. But got three and outed. They did pick up a first down, but it got called back because of a holding call. Pushed it to a third and 10, and then they picked up the yards with a pass completion from Dulac to Amari Shepard for 7 yards. They made it fourth down and three. They elected to go for it. And unfortunately, a false start put him back 5 yards, had to bring out that punt unit. Centralia in five plays, 2 minutes and 30 seconds, went down the field and scored, primarily set from an Aldifer big rush. And here, a big bull rush into the backfield is Jacob Flincy. Jacob Flincy, the quarterback, takes down the quarterback, Amar Hill, who's a keeper to the right side for Dulac, but he goes down. So a negative 5 yard rush. 7 yard rush here for Dulac. So that actually puts him at a net total of 0 yards on the game despite having two carries. First carry was 7 yards, the second one negative seven. 8-0, Panthers lead. 6:27 left to go the first quarter, second down and 17. Ravens on their own 24-yard line, hurrying for the ball. It's a dump out to the right side, nearly picked, but Jack Moore getting the catch, and he's brought down with a big tackle off the far side. That was taken down from Jack Moore to Brady Becker, who made that tackle. Jack Moore, so it's 32 on number 32 on the play. But for the Ravens, despite the positive yards, they'll go back. It's the illegal block in the back. So the Ravens so far have three total penalties. A hold, a false start, and a block in the back. So unfortunate for the Ravens. They were on a second and 17, and now they push themselves back to a second down and 24. So a penalty that results in 7 yards. So they had it as a spot foul. Mar Hill still yet to pick up a first down. They've gone more yards backwards tonight than forward. Dulac stepping back to pass. He is pressured in the pocket. He finds Jack Moore open down the field for the first down. Caught at the 45-yard line. A pass completion of 38 yards. Aldifer, who is on the tackle, but an incredible pass and completion. Again, of 38 yards. Now Dulac with over 46 yards passing on the game. It's a handoff to Jack Moore up the middle. He is good for a gain of 5. Jack Moore, his first carry of the game for 5 yards. He also, again, just had the first down reception. 38 yards. He's got over 33 yards of offense here. Second down and 5. Ravens not only pick up their first down of the game, but also now on the 50. Second and 5, 5:16 left to go the first quarter. Dulac running out to the left side, following that quad's left blocking setup, and he gets dropped down swiftly. Dropped down from Henry Heidemann on the tackle on the near side, but the Ravens now across the 50-yard line with the carry from Dulac. He's now got positive yards carrying once again. He's got a total of 3 carries on this game. 3 carries. His first one went for 70 yards. Second one went for negative 7, and this one went for positive 3. Third and 2. Ball on the 47-yard line of the Panthers. Ravens moving the ball here. Dulac, who commands the offense. In shotgun here. It's going to be a handoff to Moore. Moore! He picks up the first down and Moore. Precisely 3 more. More. That's a lot of more. But you get it. He gets the first down. Second first down for Mar Hill tonight. Rolling down the offense as they are. So another 5-yard carry and gain from Jack Moore. He's got 10 yards rushing today. Dulac rolling out to his right side. It's a designed run here, and he's brought down for another tackle loss by Jacob Flinty. Jacob Flinty has 2 tackle for losses here today. This one is, I believe, another loss of 7 yards. Just looking for the confirmation here. It is 6 yards marked. So Jacob Flinty has sent Mar Hill backwards, negative 13 yards already today. Flinty, he has done incredible on defense. He didn't come in today with a tackle for loss. He had 21 total tackles. Second down and 16 here for the Ravens. Going backwards. It was a negative 6-yard carry for Dulac, and Dulac will look to carry it again, this time positive yards, but as he picks up 5 yards, there's a yellow marker that comes down into the backfield. Isaac Reinicke, who made the tackle, but again, another holding call. Mar Hill's second holding call of the day, but fourth total penalty. Centralia has had a clean slate, no penalties, but Mar Hill, 2 holds, a block in the back, and as well as a false start. So what was a second down and 16 quickly becomes a second down in what I do believe is a 26, unless it is a spot call. But again, they're still moving the chains. Just falling off the referees here. We got 3 minutes, 20 seconds here to go. It is a second down and 25. So slightly a spot foul. It's only a 9-yard penalty and then a 10. Still doesn't mean a whole lot. Still going to convert a huge second and 25. Hand off here to Shepard. Shepard, who's currently rattling off a couple of tackles, but doesn't move much. Ducking quicksand from Heidemann, Flinty, and another couple packs of Panthers.
Morris Shepard with the carry. Tackled by Aiden Talley.
Aiden Talley, who's officially on the tackle amongst the rest of his Panther teammates, but Amari Shepard with his first carry of the game. He goes for 3 yards, so 10 total offensive yards from Amari Shepard. He's been the kick returner tonight for the Ravens, but he's also a primary target on the year. He's got over 200 yards receiving now. That 7-yard reception today. And Dulac, he targets this time Luke Siebert, who was the quarterback, now receiver. And Siebert gets completed for 5 yards. Now here, bringing up a big fourth down. And Mar Hill will bring out their punting unit on a 4th and 17, ball on the 50-yard line. So after a long drive, that's earned it. 7 minutes. So it was a 6-minute drive, but did not go anywhere. Long punt. No one's back. Aldeford doesn't choose to return it, and it allows it to roll all the way back to the 12-yard line. That's where Centralia will start their second possession of the game. Their first possession on their own 40 and in 5 plays. And 2 minutes, 30 seconds. They went down, scored a touchdown on the 1-yard line from Henry Heidemann. So we'll see what they come up with here on what would look to be a 88-yard touchdown drive. 88-yard touchdown drive. We got 1 minute and 35 seconds left here in the first quarter. Score 8-0. Mar Hill has punted on back-to-back drives. They have a total of 4 penalties. So it's been a rough night indeed for this Ravens team. Oliver gets the handoff in the backfield. He's trying to use his speed to the outside, breaks a couple of tackles, using that right hand to keep the defenders away from him. Bring him down on the tackle. Mar Hill, Jack Smith. It was a 5-yard carry for Aldifer. Aldifer, who now has 2 carries for 47 total yards. Almost had that touchdown on the last drive. Just stopped short at the 6-yard drive. Reineke had a 5-yard carry to put him on the 1, and then Heidemann punched the ticket into the end zone. Less than 60 seconds. Accurately, 56 seconds left here to go of the first quarter. It is 8-0. The Panthers controlling the time clock. Mar Hill in their last possession, though, as I mentioned, took a whole 5 minutes and 30 seconds nearly. Jacob Flinty looks back to pass. He's got Haverkamp. Haverkamp makes the completed catch, and he breaks past the defender. Can he break past Jack Moore? He cannot. He's brought down at the opposing team's 35-yard line. An incredible pass and catch.
Jack Moore.
47-yard pass completion from Flinty to Haverkamp. That is the second time today we've seen Flinty pass to Haverkamp, or someone pass to Haverkamp. Albifer actually passed to him for the 2-point conversion and got it to go in. This time, a actual pass attempt on a drive. Jacob Flinty driving his team down the field. He's got a pickup of 10 yards. 10-yard carry here for Jacob Flinty. He's got 15 yards carrying today off 2 carries and a passing attempt, just one singular passing attempt for 47 yards. And now as time runs out, Centralia up 8-0 heading to the second quarter. They are on a 1st-and-10 ball on the Ravens, 23-yard line. They are looking to score again. We'll be right back in just a minute. Here on KMZ, Centralia 8, Mar Hill 0. Start of the second, coming up soon.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Switching the sides of the field, going right to left now of your dial, south to north, if you will, is the Panthers driving on offense. They are up 8-0 against the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens. The first time these two teams have ever played against each other, regular season, postseason, any season, duck season, no matter what it is, this is the first time they've played. Aldifer getting the handoff here out to the near side. He's got a pickup of just a couple of yards, pushed out of bounds at, looks to be around the 15-yard line.
He
kept himself in bounds before going out. So he actually picked up the first down. What an incredible effort from Quinton Aldifer. It looked like he was getting tackled down here at the near side towards the Panthers bench, but he just kept carrying the pile. Now first down and 10, ball on the 12-yard line of the Ravens. Centralia deep into the red zone of Mar Hill, looking to score. Bunched offense here, single wing set. It's a direct snap to Heidemann. Heidemann, who's got the carry short of the touchdown.
Tackle made by Ian Bowes.
Yes. He did not score until the hands go up on the far side official, and I was a little confused, but it was not a touchdown. He's just 4 yards shy of the end zone. It was an official carry of 8 yards for Heidemann. Heidemann on today, 3 carries, 16 yards, and a touchdown. Second and 2, but also 4 yards away from the end zone. Keeper here for Fuente. Fuente, he's going to walk in with a little bit of style into the end zone. It's a 4-yard carry, and Centrelli is now up 14-0. Huge score here for Fuente. Fuente, his first touchdown of the game. Big drive from Centrelli. It was 88 total yards. Lining up in that same formation as I described last time. This time, they meet back into the middle and will go for a less confusing-looking two-point conversion here. Sending a man in motion. Fuente, he rolls out to his right, looking to pass, steps up, runs to the end zone, dives, and scores. Now up 16-0. The Panthers lead after the two-point conversion is good. 16-0, the Panthers lead. 10:41 left to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back in 30 seconds here on the Mississippi Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha County is blessed to have two excellent hospitals that share a single goal, providing our residents with the best possible health care services close to home. Help us maintain these quality services by voting yes to continue the 0.5-cent sales tax. This tax helps your hospital remain financially stable and keep equipment and services up to date. Visit yes4nmcountyhospitals.com to learn more. Remember, vote yes on or before November 5th. Paid for by Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Sabetha Community Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. And the Panthers are out to a hot start, 16-0, over the Marhill Mountain Academy Ravens. Both teams have earned 2 possessions on the game, but Centralia has just dominated. Centralia has taken under 3 minutes in both their offensive possessions to go down and score. For Marhill, their first possession lasted 2 minutes. Their second possession lasted 5 minutes and 30 seconds, but all they could muster is 30 yards forward of offense, and then afterwards 20 yards backwards of offense. So Marhill just having to kind of get out of their own way in this one early on. This is a kick that falls down to the ground. Dulac is going to be the one back to return, so the quarterback is the one who picks it up. He's hit out of bounds at the 25-yard line of the Ravens. And there's a flag that is called. I believe I heard a couple of O's and groans. So I think there was possibly a really bad hit against Dulac because he's a little shaken up here. Again, looking for the call. And Dulac, he was forced out of bounds by Tyler Jones of the Panthers. Referees are all on the near side here near the Panthers sideline. And they're all pushing each other, the referees are, so I think they're trying to make the understanding and agreement of what this call is. Possibly unnecessary roughness, again, just looking to see here what the call is. And it's going to be a personal foul against the Panthers, against Tyler Jones. I couldn't see it exactly because I got a wall here to my left. I had to kind of peek out, but I do believe that what happened was Owen Dulac got out of bounds, and then he was unnecessarily pushed after going out of bounds, and that tacked on the 15 yards. Again, they would have been at their own 24-yard line, but pushed forward here to their own 39 is the Ravens. But a timeout is called here. Marhill, they will start their third possession of the game on their own 39-yard line, but here they burn their second timeout of the first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody, welcome back. I'm Crimson Prophet. Kirk Kilman back in studio. The Panthers up 16-0, but Mar Hill on their third possession, scoring at their own 39-yard line. Time 10 minutes, 38 seconds left in the second quarter. They just burnt their second timeout. Coming out here to start the drive, but don't miss the KMZA weekly locker room chats every Wednesday and Thursday evenings at 5:30. PM. And on your way home from the games, catch all their air scores, highlights, stats, and recaps the local community National High School Bank High Score Scoreboard Show. Also, Friday Night Fever presented by GM Banks. On your way to the games at 6 p.m. Here is the Mar Hill Ravens. First down and 10. Ball on their own 39-yard line. Siebert now back in the offense. At quarterback, he releases this one deep to Shepard, and it is going to be incomplete, but they're going to call pass interference. They're going to get pass interference against Tyler Jones. And what happened was, well, of course, the pass interference, but Tyler Jones was not looking back towards the ball. He was on the chest of Amari Shepard, and the far side official here on the near side hashes about the 20-yard line. Centralia, he threw his penalty marker down. Right now he's talking to Jones and explaining that penalty. But here, fortunately enough, just in high school, it's only a 15-yard penalty for pass interference. It's not a spot foul. It's a similar rule to the College Football League. But maybe a 15-yard penalty. Luke Siebert, again, he's back in at quarterback here for the Ravens, and Jack Moore is brought down into the backfield, and what a celebration move I just saw from Centralia Panthers. At least I think it was a celebrative move. I'm not sure if he was just feeling like a penguin out there. Henry Heidemann, he's the one who made the tackle, but Dagan Ronnebaum decided to slide on his chest 5 yards into the backfield after the tackle was made. So we got some penguins out here. 16-0. 9:55 left to go here in the second quarter. Ravens trying to move the ball. 1 yard loss for Jack Moore. That is his third carry of the game. That time for a loss of one. Second 11. Ball on Centralia 47. It's a swing out pass out to the left side. Brought down after just a pickup of 2 yards. So Siebert with his first pass completion of the day for just 3 yards. It was to Jack Moore in the backfield. Jack Moore with now 41 yards receiving, and on the rush, he's got 7 yards. Decent day here for number 32, Jack Moore, the junior here for the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens. Bringing up a third down and 8 for the Ravens. They have not converted a third or fourth. Down here tonight. Third and 8. Ball on the Centralia 44, looking to convert. It's Siebert who is commanding this offense now, taking over for Dulac. He rolls out to his right side, looking down the field to pass. He finds Amari Shepard for the first down. He does, and he's got a pickup of extra 3 for his brought down hit stick from Jacob Flenty, but the original Rappel on the tackle is Dagan Ronnebaum. That is a first down here. Siebert with a solid pass completion just to move the sticks. 13 yards. Ball now on the 31-yard line of the Ravens. So Siebert on his first drive back here at quarterback. Two completions for 17 yards. Unofficial stats here. But two completions guaranteeingly he's got for 17 yards. Back in at quarterback. Couple hand clap, handoff to Jack Moore in the backfield, and Moore, it'll be swallowed for less into the backfield. That's going to be a tackle of loss for 4. Aiden Talley who comes in and makes the tackle. Officially a 2-yard loss for Jack Moore. So Jack Moore on back-to-back carries goes for negative yards. Or not back-to-back carries, but out of his last 2 carries, he's gone negative yards. It was negative 3 in his last carry, this time negative 2. So now a net total of 5 rushing yards off his 4 carries of the game, averaging just 2.5 yards per carry. Twins left and a Twins right here for Siebert. He's got Moore in the pocket with him. He's going deep right now. Is Siebert going to the end zone to Dulac? And just off the fingertips, dropped. Incredible coverage from Tyler Jones and then also Grady Becker. But Siebert threw that one on a frozen rope, a rainbow, and almost landed into the pot of gold, which in this case would have been Owen Dulac's hand. But again, Dulac just let that one slip right through the fingies, as they would say, as the kids would say. Third down and 10. Ball on the Centralia 31-yard line. This is the farthest Mar Hill has ever made it down the field. This is also the first drive Mar Hill has not had a penalty on. In fact, Centralia has had 2 penalties on this drive. Siebert getting the ball here, rolling out to his left side. It looks like a design pass to the left, and it's going to go out of bounds. Intended for Amari Shepard, but off the run and gun, just misfired far out to the left. So on back-to-back incompletions, that brings up the fourth down. Fourth and 10. Ball on Centralia, 31-yard line, 7:13 left to go here in the second quarter. Mar Hill desperate to pick up a first down. They have been struggling on the third down tonight. No team has turned the ball over. Centralia, they've scored twice and converted both 2-point conversions. It's a 16-0 game. It is important and crucial for Mar Hill to take this first down and try to get a score off of it. Siebert trying to command the offense. There's 2 guys in motion. Only 1 guy can be in motion during the snap of the ball. It looks like we're going to get a delay of game or possibly a timeout. Mar Hill will call a timeout a second before the delay of game. Mar Hill with no more timeouts remaining here in the first half, but they are here trying to convert a fourth down and 10, down by 16, 7:13 left to go. We'll be right back in 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mar Hill, after their third timeout of the half, Centralia is still with all 3 of their timeouts. Mar Hill's trying to convert a fourth down and 10. They are on the Centralia 31-yard line this time. Mar Hill on back-to-back drives have had to punt their first time. They were 3 and outed. Their second time they did pick up a first down, but still, they went backwards on 2 straight penalties. But this has been a clean, squeaky clean drive for Mar Hill. Centralia, they've had 2 penalties on this drive. Both a personal foul and a pass interference. Siebert here rolls out to his left side to pass. He's got pressure from plenty up to his left. He's got to roll back to his right. Siebert looking down the field, looks to pass, completed, no, drops. It was completed for about a half a second, and Nathan Randolph is frustrated because it was in his hand, and just like a fish being thrown into a barrel, it, well, flops right back out. And here, 3 straight incompletions from Luke Siebert. That will be a turnover on downs. The Panthers now will start on their 31-yard line. They've started on their own 40 and scored. They've started on their own 12 and scored. And now they start on their own 31. 7 minutes and 3 seconds remain. in the second quarter and the first half. Plenty calling for the step and shotgun. He spins around. He's got this one in the cycle. He washes for about 7 yards. 7 yard carry for Jacob Plenty. Bryce Adams, who made the tackle from Mar Hill. Bryce Adams on the year has 14 tackles coming into today. He's a sophomore, 6'2", 240 pounds, big body on that defensive line. In fact, this whole entire Mar Hill defensive line is full of big bodies. Derek Ebanks, 6', 206 pounds. Raheem Thompson, 6'3", 225. And also, you cannot forget Darren DeCombe, who's a junior, but he's also 6'5", the biggest guy on that line. He's also on the offense. He had the false start earlier in the game. And speaking about false starts, I may have manifested that into existence there, but Centralia, they will move 5 yards back. So second down and three, now a second down and eight on their own 33-yard line. 6:10 left to go here. The second quarter, Centralia trying to move down the field. Again, this team averaging over 310 yards per on offense per game. Points per game this season so far, 31.6. Last year, they were averaging 34.2 points per game, 8.2 yards on the carry. But this one, not positive yards. Aldifer brought down just behind the line of scrimmage by 3 yards. So the first negative carry of the game and the first tackle of loss for Mar Hill. So it was Andrew Schramp who had the tackle for negative 3 yards on Quinton Aldifer. Aldifer has had a very successful night. However, not in the receiving game, as he's known for, but in the running game. He's got over 55 yards rushing. Plenty stepping back to pass, but he has to step up in the pocket. He picks up the first down and more. He's past the 45. He makes a big hit stick. Or as I should say, a truck, Jacob Plenty. Call him Flint and Steel because he just ignited a big truck at the 42-yard line of the Mar Hill Ravens. That truck was good for another 3 yards. Speeding down the freeway. Jacob went. So a big carry of over 20 yards for Flinty. He used to pick up that first down as well. Plenty in the backfield here. Sending Reinicke in motion. It looks like possibly an offside. If it is, it will be called against number 75, Darren DeCombe. It will be. It'll be a 5-yard penalty. Mar Hill marking their fifth penalty of the game. Centralia, they have three. They had two in their last defensive drive and one here in their offensive drive. 4:27, the clock is running away, but so are the Panthers. Up 16-0, ball on the Ravens, 36-yard line. First and five after the approachment call. Long decision here on the play call, the longest either team has stood in the huddle. And Centralia, they'll come back. I'm hearing a lot of confusion on possibly a delay of game, and it looks like Roger Holtus of the Centralia Panthers will have to use his timeout. So, as I mentioned, it was a long, very long huddle, and they didn't have any time to go on the line and snap the play. So, 30-second timeout here, 16-0, ball on the 36-yard line of the Ravens. Centralia trying to score again.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
thinking about MSC Sports, the MSC Sports website has you covered with every area team, schedule, results, and standings, also stories, and much, much more. Be sure to also tune in to our National Bank High Score Scoreboard Show after today, but right now, Centralia, they are trying to be the score here. They're up 16-0, 3:56 left to go in the second quarter. Aldifer here, the keeper on the Ravens 36-yard line. He's got a carry of a positive 3-yard game for Aldifer. Aldifer, who on his last carry had negative 3 yards. This time pushes just forward, slightly positive. Looks like it'll only be officially a 2-yard carry for Aldifer. Second down and just about 3 and a foot to go. Ball on 34-yard line of the Ravens. Centralia trying to score once again. They've only had 3 possessions up to this point. This drive, over 3 minutes. Their first drive of this game that's lasted more than 3 minutes. And here, Fuente goes down the field. He finds an open Quinton Aldifer, but he just leads them a yard over. And that's an incompletion. Unfortunate. It's great coverage by Owen Dulac, but wide open was Aldifer. Jacob Fuente just overthrew him. And Jacob Fuente, he's been a great player on the ground, and he's done really great when he's outside the pocket and can throw down the field, but he's had a couple of times where, and I've seen, and this is also going back 2 weeks ago against Onega, he missed a couple guys wide open down the field. He misses a wide open guy down here tonight. So just one thing to take into consideration, the ball, it goes backward. It was a missed snap. Heideman, he goes back and jumps it at the 50-yard line. So what was a 3rd and 3 becomes a 4th down and 20. A 16-yard loss.
It's 4th down. 4th and long.
That's going to be a long 4th down. Centralia will now have to bring out their first time their punt team tonight. Now, what was, again, a 3rd down and 3, it would have been pretty easy to convert or at least make a manageable 4th down, but the snap from the center goes 16 yards backwards. Heideman just saves at the 50-yard line in between the mouth of the Centralia Panthers logo. And now, Jace Campbell is set to punt here for the Centralia Panthers. This one will mark its way and drop itself at the 26-yard line before getting picked up by Dagan Ronnebaum. And now the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens get their first defensive stop of this game. Even though it was really off the own hands, the center's hands of the Panthers, Mar Hill, they will greatly take the break and try to take advantage of the opportunity. They will start here on their own 26-yard line with 2 minutes and 13 seconds. Again, I mentioned Centralia. That was their longest drive that did not result in a touchdown even. Their first 2 drives were under 3 minutes. Their first drive was a 60-yard touchdown drive, caps off from Heideman to score. And then Fuente scored the 2nd drive, which was an 88-yard touchdown drive. It was a 4-yard touchdown from Fuente that scored. But here are the Mar Hill Ravens trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. They were close the 2nd time. They got down to the 31-yard line before Siebert had 3 straight incompletions. And the turnover on downs. But he finds the completion here at the far outside, outside the hash marks and the number of the 30-yard line. It was intended to Jace Campbell, and it will be caught by him. So Campbell, with a gain of 4, Siebert again in at quarterback, his first completion in a while here. Siebert, he's got now over 25 yards passing. At the moment, he is 3 of 6. He came into today 29 of 70. Siebert calling for the ball. Quick throw out to the outside, and it's dropped. Amari Shepard. Shepard drops it. Now an incompletion. There's been a couple. I mean, I do bring up that I brought up that stat just then about Luke Siebert and his incompletion stats. Now I'm not going 3 of 7, but 3 of those incompletions were drops from his wide receivers. So as much as it is a quarterback stat, it sometimes has to come down to a what should be considered a receiver stat at times. The drop will stop the clock at 1 minute and 26 seconds. Mar Hill has no timeouts. They'll have to rely on either getting out of bounds or picking up a first down to stop it momentarily for the ball to be set. Third down and six. Ball on their own 30-yard line. It's the Ravens. Less than a minute and 30 to go. Sieber rolls out to his left side, looking down the field to pass. He growls now back out to the near side to sideline. He's still looking down the field. Open, down deep, Randolph, and he just leads him over a yard. But again, another one that I know I said he led him over a yard, but Randolph still could have caught it. He shortened his stride by a foot. But even if it was a pass completion, I'm pretty sure there's a holding call against the Ravens. And it will be. Oh, excuse me, they got a legal man downfield. That is what they're going to call. They're going to say an illegal man downfield. So again, whether you consider that pass completion where Randolph gets it in his hands and makes the catch, it would have been brought back anyway, but with that incompletion, that will now bring up a fourth down, a fourth and six. Centralia here to get off a Mar Hill punt. Three and outed, second time tonight. Mar Hill's in three and out. It's going to be a short punt picked up by Aldifer. Aldifer, he's got a block by Flinty from Jack Moore. And Aldifer is out, ran out of bounds. It looks like the 42-yard line, 41-yard line. Jack Moore, we pushed him out of bounds. We've got a minute and 5 seconds left here of the first half. In the second quarter, Centralia up 16-0. They start in their best field position yet tonight on the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens 41-yard line. Their last possession was their first punt of the night. Now, when we were broadcasting the Ravens, or excuse me, the Panthers 2 weeks ago against Onega, the Panthers didn't punt once. In fact, they had six total possessions throughout the game. They scored on five of those possessions. They had six total touchdowns, though. On their last possession of the game, it ended because the game ended. Flinty rolling out to his right side, and Aldifer drops the ball. It was a run-and-gun out to the right for Flinty. He had an open Aldifer. It was low towards his waist side, but Aldifer just let that one slide right through the hands. So back-to-back incompletions here for Flinty. The first incompletion was an oversail over the head of Aldifer. That time just went into the hands and went out. That's the second time in the last couple of minutes we've seen a receiver drop a pretty routine ball. Flinty, empty in the backfield. First time we've seen an empty backfield here for the Panthers. Dropping back, Flinty looking down the field, rolling out to his right side, pump faking, breaks the pressure from Adams. He looks down the field, gets the completion to Haverkamp at the 21-yard line. A pass completion of 19 yards for Jacob Flinty. Amari Shepard. So it will be an 18-yard pass completion, so just shy of a yard was my guesstimation. But those completions, Haverkamp. Haverkamp on this game, he's got two receptions and over 60 yards receiving. He's got 65. Flinty looking to his left side. Still a pass-heavy team that is coming out right now, and another drop from Aldifer. That time, though, you can give him a little bit of a break for the credit as it was low of his knees. So, right here, Flinty on the game is 2 of 3, is 2 of 5. His two completions have both gone to Haverkamp, so he's got over 65 yards passing. But again, his only receiver who's caught the ball is Haverkamp. Aldifer has been targeted 3 times in all the incompletions. One was an oversail, one was a drop from Aldifer, and that one was just kind of low than the knees. Dropping back, Flinty rolling out to his left side, looks in the middle of the field, nearly intercepted by Jace Campbell. Just had to clamp the hands, and he would have had a pick off of Jacob Flinty. That would have made Flinty have his third interception of the year.
Third and 10.
Well, that'll bring up a 3rd and 10 after the incompletion. So back-to-back incompletions here for Flinty. Both quarterbacks struggling in the air tonight. But Centralia, they still got some timeouts remaining. They got 41.5 seconds left of the first half. instead of an empty backfield this time, they're going to bring in Aldifer. Aldifer now will switch out to the outside, so now it'll be a open backfield. It is a quick rush. Everyone's down the field, but Fenty running free by himself. The five rushers who came towards him without a blocker couldn't tackle him. From 22 yards, Fenty scores. What an incredible touchdown from Jacob Fenty. It was a quarterback, I'm not sure if it was a quarterback keeper or a screen pass, but Fenty dropped 5 yards in the backfield. Oh, so it was not a touchdown. He was a yard shy. So a yard shy, so it was a 21-yard carry for Fenty. But what an incredible play from Jacob Fenty. So what I can only describe, we got a timeout here, but we're going to keep it here. Centralia took the timeout, 29.2 seconds left to go in the second quarter. But again, like I was saying, the entire offensive line was down the field. The receivers were down. There was nobody on the offensive team that was within 10 yards of Jacob Fenty. And he was dropping back in the backfield. He had five rushers coming at his face, and he just was like, all right, zoom. And he just broke the ankles of an entire defensive unit, went out to the right side, and picked up 21 yards, a yard shy of a touchdown. What an incredible play from Jacob Fenty off the fly. Again, I don't know if it was an intended screen or run, but he dropped back, and there was no one there to block for him. And he couldn't throw it down the field, or else there would have been an illegal, well, not just an illegal man, but an illegal entire team. Offensive line, if you will. I'm not sure how you'd really go about that call, but regardless, Fenty made the positive out of the negative. First and goal from the one. Centralia getting ready to score. This one, Heidemann into the end zone. His second 1 yard rush touchdown of the game. Heidemann, a dominant player when lined up in the slot back position in this single wing offense for Centralia, and now Centralia now up 22-0, starting in their odd, as I describe, two-point formation where they only have one offensive lineman is the center, the other offensive lineman up to the left. Fenty rolls up to his right side, and he finds an open target in Aldifer. So again, there's only one, there's the center, the entire rest of the offensive line is up to the far side. You've got two receivers to his right. Aldifer just took a nice out route from 3 yards into the end zone, and no one was there to cover him. So here, Centralia, 3-for-3 on the two-point conversion, and 3-for-4 on touchdown drives. They're up 24-0 with less than 30 seconds left here to go against Mariel Mount Academy. We'll be back in just 30 seconds here on KMZA.
Fall colors are beautiful, and the savings are colorful, too, during Valspar Fall Rebates at Suther Building Supply in Seneca. Get up to $75 back when you buy Valspar paint September 27th through October 6th. Refresh the family room or restyle the bedroom with a new look from Valspar Medallion Plus Interior Paint and save $15 per gallon container. Save on other great Valspar paints, too, during Fall Rebates time at Suther Building Supply in Seneca. See the rebate URL in store for more details.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Centralia right now is up 24-0, 3-of-3 on the two-point conversion. Heidemann has two touchdowns on the game and just 17 yards rushing on four carries. Here, kickoff now for Centralia. Picking it up is Dulac. He brings it up to the 30-yard line off a stretch. And the ball, it's jammed loose, but it looks like it rolled out of bounds. It will stay the Mart Hill Mount Academy football. Ty Winters had the tackle for the Centralia Panthers. 22.3 seconds left here in the second quarter, aka the first half. 24-0, the Panthers are leading. This is the first time these two teams have played in history. Coming in the day, Mar Hill 2-2, Centralia 3-1. Mar Hill, they're all white top and bottoms with the black helmets. And here, blackout for Centralia, which is the red trim over the white lettering. Dropping back is Dulac and getting dropped down from the Centralia Panthers. number 55, Parker Cook. Let me tell you, I remember that name, Parker Cook, because he had a major first, he had a major tackle for loss against Onega 2 weeks ago that forced a turnover on downs against Onega on their opening drive. They had a 4th and 2. It was a pitch off into the backfield. Cook made the tackle, and of course, it was a turnover, and that allowed Centralia to get going offensively for the rest of that game. But here, we're going to get a false start off some offensive line movement from Marhill Ravens. So the Ravens on this game have a total of 6 penalties. The Panthers have 3. So we got a combined total of 9 penalties between the two teams. It is again 24-0, less than a second to go. 0.3, if you will. And with the 0.3 seconds remaining, it looks like a timeout will be called. So we got 0.3 seconds left of the first half, but we got a timeout here from Centralia. Ravens on their own 22-yard line, 2nd down and 20. So again here, it is 2nd down and 20, ball on their own 22-yard line for the Ravens. Only less than a second to go. Again, you're here tuning to KMZA 92.1. And also, don't miss the KMZA weekly locker room chats every Wednesday and Thursday evenings at 5:30. And on your way home from the games, catch all area scores, highlights, stats, and recaps of the local community National High Bank High Score Scoreboard Show. Also, Friday Night Fever presented by GM Banks on the way to games at 6 p.m. So, with all that confusion, debacle, all the scramble, they're just going to end the half. So that is the end of the first half, a little anticlimactic, if you will. But Mar Hill, again, who started on their own 22-yard line, allow it just to go to the half. So Mar Hill, 0 points off a total of 5 possessions. Centralia, 3 touchdowns off 4 possessions, and Centralia will start with the ball coming into the second half. We'll be back for our halftime show brought to you by the Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.eu. We'll also have some scoring updates brought to you by the Holt House Auto House in Fairview, because when time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? You can go online at holthouseautohouse.com. But again, stay tuned for our halftime show to hear all of our sponsors. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. The Panthers, 24, Mar Hill, 0, as we go into halftime.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Come down this Saturday and hang out with the MSC Radio Group and Community National Bank as we celebrate 40 years of Community National Bank. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Seneca location in downtown Seneca, the street will get blocked off for food, games, inflatables, raffles, music, and memories. Check out fire trucks as well as plenty of opportunities for kids to have fun as we celebrate 40 years of Community National Bank with a live on location with the MSC Radio Group from noon till 2. We'll see you there in downtown Seneca for the 40th anniversary celebration of Community National Bank.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody, welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. We got some stats, and we got some halftime recap here between these two teams. We got the Panthers against Marham Mount Academy Ravens. This is the first time that these two teams are playing, but also this is an important Classification 1 District 4 matchup, also non-league between both of these teams, as Centralia comes from the TVL, which they finished first in already. They finished up TVL play last weekend's off in West, which they did win in a big blowout victory. But again, Centralia, they finished 3-0 in league play. Right now, Mar Hill is still in a little bit of a league play, but they are currently sitting at 1-2 for the Mal Hill, in league play. And then on the overall, they are 2-2. And in district play, they are 0-1. Panthers, they're 1-0 in district play. They're trying to stay undefeated, and currently they are on pace to, as they're up 24-0 against the Ravens. Let's talk about this game here, going just off that first drive. The Ravens, so on coin toss, Centralia, they won the toss. They elected to defer. Getting the ball to start the first half was the Ravens. They were 3-0. They had to punt Centralia on their first drive in just under 2 minutes and 30 seconds. They scored a touchdown set up from Aldefer. He had a 42-yard rush, and then it was capped off by a 1-yard rush on the fifth play of the drive from Henry Heideman. Going on, Mar Hill, they had their second drive of the game, which they did get past the 50, and then as soon as they were able to get positive yards, they had negative yards. Again, Mar Hill, in that first half, 6 total penalties. Centralia, they only had 3, so 9 between both the teams. So again, Mar Hill had to punt, and then Centralia got the ball back this time. 88-yard drive, capped off by Jacob Flenty from 4 yards out. And then Mar Hill, on their third drive, they got down the field. They had a nice drive. Luke Siebert came in at quarterback instead of Owen Dulac. And then on that third drive, well, it was a second down and 10 incompletion, third down and 10 incompletion, and then a fourth down and 10 incompletion. So 3 straight incompletions from Luke Siebert. Got a turnover on downs. Ball goes back into Centralia's hands. They are driving down the field, and then they are brought up to a 3rd and 3, have a bad snap that goes 16 yards back. So when they were on the 34-yard line of the Ravens, they then wound up on the 50-yard line, smack dot right in the middle. So then they had to punt on a 4th down and 20. Mar Hill, they get the ball back, and they're not able to do anything with it. They have to punt once more, of course, and then we lead to that 3rd touchdown of the game from Centralia, which we saw the incredible play from Haverkamp. Haverkamp, who had another big catch, this time being 18 yards, and Henry Heideman getting another 1-yard rushing touchdown. And then the game ending with just the last couple of seconds running out on Mar Hill Mount Academy's 5th possession of the game, just with a couple seconds left to go. They couldn't move the ball anywhere, and they would take it to halftime. So Centralia, 4 total possessions. They have scored 3 times on the possessions, 3 of 3 on the 2-point conversions. Mar Hill, they have punted 3 times on their 5 possessions. They've also turned the ball over once, and then the extra possessions they had, it just ended because of the half. Here's a little bit of stat summary for you before we send this one back here for just a couple of minutes. Jacob Flenty has over 73, these are unofficial stats, by the way. He has 7 carries, 73 yards rushing. He's currently 2 of 6 passing for 65 yards. And then also Aldefer, he's doing a great night. He's got 5 carries for over 56 yards. Henry Heideman, he's got 4 carries for 17 yards and 2 scores. And then Isaac Reinecke, he's got 1 carry for 5 yards. And then the leading receiver of this game, and the only one who's caught the ball from Jacob Flinchy, Ben Haverkamp. He's got 2 receptions for 65 yards. So there's some of their stats for some trailia. Right now for Mar Hill, they're just trying to get guys going. Jack Moore, he was the running back. He had 10 yards, but now he had 2 carries for 10 yards, and then he had back-to-back runs where they went negative, and then they started throwing the ball, which he was catching. He has the longest play of the game of the night. It was a 38-yard pass to Jack Moore from Owen Dulac. But again, on that drive, that was the second drive of the game that as Mar Hill was going forward, they went backwards because of the penalty yards. So that's just a little bit of your stats, a little bit of the halftime recap. We'll come back with some scoring updates around the area and as well preview in a second. So again, you've been into our halftime show brought to you by the Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. You can find that online at highlandcc.edu. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on 92.1 KMZA Centralia, up 24-0 against the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens.
What do people like most, do you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holtel?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office and the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great deal.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware. Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Planning a special event? Don't let unexpected surprises ruin your big day. With SBS Insurance, protect your wedding, retirement party, graduation, or fundraiser with confidence. From unforeseen weather cancellations to liability coverage, we've got you covered. Enjoy peace of mind and focus on creating memories. Call SBS Insurance today for a quote.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sidelines supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're here with Grin and Profit. Back in the studio is Kirk Killen. We got 4:34 left to go here of the halftime. So while you're sticking here with me, let's talk a little bit about some keys in the second half and give you some scoring updates around the area. Let's start off by giving you some scoring updates. Brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Go online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com for more information to find out when it's your time to update your vehicle. Speaking about updates, let's bring in the update of all these games around the area. So Frankfurt, they just ended their game, so they get to go home a little early here tonight. They beat Thunder Ridge 54-6. Well, Thunder Ridge, well, they just got brought the lightning, if you will, from Frankfurt. But some other games also in the area. Halftime, Holton beating Jeff West 34-3. Halftime, McLeod is beating Valley Falls 30-8. Valley Falls will drop to 0-5 going into week number six with that loss over McLeod, is at least what it's setting up to be. Right now, Troy on the road facing Donovan West is up 41-0 against Donovan West. We also have a halftime here from the Sabetha Channel. It is 28-0. Sabetha leads over ACCHS. Halftime here from the 103.9 game with Brandon Tapman, KMZA. It is 6-8. Barry LeCompton, the Cause, lead the Royal Valley Panthers by 2. A lot of great games. Also, an update from the Atchison game. Atchison up 20 to Washington. KC Washington, 0. So Atchison, who is our 4A team that we cover here on in our sports coverage here on MSC Sports, the radio network, and they are on the dominant there as they look to progress to 4-1 on the year. And hey, Jackson Heights, also got a score from the update channel. I heard that it was 55-0 over Pleasant Ridge, still in the second quarter. So those Cobras have 50-burgered 4 straight teams. Incredible. But hey, right now we're talking about not a creature that slithers. We're talking about a creature, or an animal, if you will, that has 4 paws, whiskers, and a tail, and right now is leading this game 24-0 over the Birds, or the Ravens, if you will. 24-0. These Panthers beating the Ravens at this point, trying to continue that. Again, just a little bit of a summary. Henry Heidemann, he's got 2 touchdowns. Jacob Flinty, he's got over 130 yards total on offense between his 65 passing yards and roughly 73 rushing yards. And then, of course, his 1 score that was from 4 yards out as the second touchdown of the game for Centroy. But he's going to the second half in general here for both of these teams. Well, Mar Hill just has to be able to run the ball, and they got to be able to pass the ball. Again, Mar Hill came in the day averaging 5.8 yards per carry and 16.1 yards per catch. Right now, that's not the case for any of those statistics. And also coming into the day, Mar Hill had great defensive stats, 15 total sacks, averaging 3.8 per game. They had 7 tackles for loss coming in the day. They've only had 1 tackle for loss. Now, Mar Hill did almost have an interception in the game. It was from Jace Campbell. They've had a couple of really great offensive and defensive plays throughout the game. It's just about finishing and executing. And, you know, week in and week out, when you watch these teams who play against the Panthers, you can't make mistakes. Because the Panthers are great at a couple of things. One of those things is running the ball, for sure. I mean, historically, they are incredible. In fact, their field is named after John Riggins, who is a running back who was an all-star running back, Hall of Famer, and Ring of Honor for the Washington Redskins back in the 80s and 90s. He has a Super Bowl ring, along with a couple All-Pros. And, you know, he got that induction in 2000 and, I believe, 12 or 13. But overall, still, Centralia, success in the program with running, but also they have a lot of success when it comes to opportunities. When you give this team an opportunity to score or an opportunity to get the ball or an opportunity where you don't make that pass completion or you miss that pass or you don't block your right lead or you don't get your right lead block, it's a team that's going to take over the game, and that's how this Panthers team has coordinated themselves this year, is taking advantages of what teams fall behind on, and also Centralia being able to work off of their positives and then quickly fix any mistakes. The Centralia team has been able to be very clean throughout the year, and it's played very efficient. Mar Hill, the keys for them, again, just establishing the run, trying to get the passing back into the game, and what they've done on the season. They have more passing yards on the year than they do rushing yards, just by 7, but still coming into the game, they still want to be able to do a mix of both, but they've been kind of shortened, and they've been kind of stinted to just the passing game. So, of course, you want to be able to get those rushing yards back. They've had just as many positive carries as they've had negative carries. Coming into the day, we saw Owen Dulac. He was the one who was quarterbacking this Ravens team on the first 2 drives, and then on the long drive for Mar Hill that went all the way down the field, we saw Luke Siebert. We also saw Luke Siebert on the next drive. So on the 5th drive, they took Siebert out, put back in Dulac. Again, there was only about 30 seconds left, and they just kind of let things run down to half. So again, your score update for here tonight, it is 24-0. The Panthers are leading, and they get the ball to start the second half. Again, this has been your halftime show, brought to you by the Highland Community College. Close to home, far from net, online at highlandcc.edu. And then also, of course, we give a shout-out to our scoring update sponsor, Holt's House Auto House in Fairview. Because when time to update your vehicle, how many Holt's House vehicles have you seen today? Go to online, holtshouseautohouse.com. We'll be right back in just a minute for a second half kickoff here on 92.1 KMZA.
End of summer deals are heating up here at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca. We have a variety of 6.4-liter Hemi Ram 2500 Tradesman trucks with $8,000 in rebates. We also have a variety of Chrysler Pacificas in stock with $5,000 in rebates. The number of new vehicles in stock has not been like this in years. There's also a great selection of GMC vehicles in stock as well. Come by and say hi to Dale and Tanya and experience purchasing a vehicle in a relaxed atmosphere. Most customers leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to 92.1 KMZA. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Kirk Kilman, back in studio. Detroit Panthers at home for their third game straight. This is also their second last home game of the year. They take on Mar Hill Mount Academy. We're entering the second half where the Panthers are up 24-0. This Panthers team has been dominant so far, and counting their last two home games, they've outscored their opponents on just games at home, 124-20. This team has been on an absolute tear when they have the home field advantage in Centralia. They will look to continue that tear tonight. Of course, they will have another home game. Their last home game will be against Troy. That will be next week. That will be the week following Centralia. They will go on the road to play Horton next week from Mar Hill Mount Academy. They will host Jonathan West, another division or another district opponent at home. With all that being said, we get set for the second half, 24-0. The Panthers won the coin toss. They look to defer. They get the ball here, up 24-0. Short kick up in the air, picked up and being brought out to the right side here for the Panthers. It's Ronnebaum. And Ronnebaum gets taken down at the 40-yard line. For Mar Hill, Michael Garrett makes the tackle, the junior. And now a first down and 10 from the, officially looking for the marker, 40-yard line for this Centralia team. First and 10 from the 40-yard line, the fifth possession of the game for the Centralia team. We got 11:52 left to go in the third quarter as we just got started on the way. Again, don't miss the KMZA weekly locker room chats every week, Wednesday and Thursday evenings at 5:30 p.m. Get plenty of great interviews with all of our coaches in the area. And here I'm seeing some dirty laundry. Looks like a pressure from the defense. And it will be. I'll push them up 5 yards. Push up the Panthers 5 yards. Panthers now start this drive on their own 45-yard line. First down and 5 to go on their own 45, 11:52 to go. Plenty, as I mentioned, at halftime, if you didn't catch the stats, he's got over 130 yards total, 73 rushing yards off 7 carries, and he's 2-for-6 in the passing game with 65 passing yards. But here, he's breaking one, possibly for a touchdown, the 30, the 20, the 10. Can he rip down the jersey? No, he cannot. Into the end zone. Jacob Plenty from 55 yards. An incredible touchdown run in the longest play of the night. Jacob Plenty. Now over 180 yards total of offense and over 130 yards rushing. His first carry of the, in the first play, if you will, of the second half is a scorer. Heidemann. He scores for the two-point conversion. Centralia, 4-for-4 in the two-point conversion. They're up 32-0. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, let's quickly recap the last drive for Centralia. It was a 55-yard rushing touchdown from Plenty. That's your recap. That's all it is. It's just one play and just 10 seconds. He ran the 100-yard dash down the field and scored. No one was able to get to him. There was, I believe, Jace Campbell was trying to drag him down, but Plenty just brought him into the end zone with him. Here now, up 32-0, Centralia on the kickoff. This one bouncing down to the 10, picked up by Dulac, and Dulac shifty with the feet. And he'll shift out of bounds at around the 15-yard line. Pushing out of bounds. The Panthers brings up now a first down and 10. Ball being officially marked at the 14-yard line. Mar Hill, their sixth possession of the game. They got 11 minutes and 35 seconds left here of the third quarter. Centralia, they've scored on 4 of 5 of their drives. That last one being their quickest. It was also the biggest play of the game from 55 yards. Luke Siebert is now back in at quarterback for Owen Dulac. We've seen both of them quarterbacking the day. Dulac is at receiver. Right now, Siebert rolling out to his right side, looking down the field. He's going to use his legs to take off the run. He's going to be short of the first down by just 2 yards. So an 8-yard run for Siebert. That was Siebert's second run of the game. He's now got 2 rushes on the game for 10 total yards unofficially here. But Siebert also on this game. He's been passing quite a lot too. On passing, he's got just over 18 yards passing. Again, unofficial stats, but just over 15 yards passing. And he's had 5 incompletions off 8 throws. Siebert hands off this one to Jack Moore, and Moore is brought down immediately at the line of scrimmage.
Mason Stahlbaumer
on the tackle. Jack Moore looked to just pick up 1 yard on his carry. I mentioned for Mar Hill here, coming to the second half, they need to establish the run. Jack Moore got going a little bit early at 2 straight carries for 5 yards a pop, and then after that, well, the Raven was tamed. And it hasn't been as successful in that second quarter for the Ravens, but again, they're going to try to instill that running game. But here, the passing game deflected, an incredible pass deflection from Tyler Jones, the junior. But there's a flag by the pass deflection. It was intended to Amari Shepard. But again, a flag near the deflected pass. I'm seeing... Looks like it will be called pass interference against the Panthers. That's the second time tonight the Panthers have been called for a pass interference, and the second time tonight Tyler Jones, their junior from the Panthers, has been called on a pass interference. So that will move a failure first down here for Mar Hill. They will greatly appreciate that, as they were stuck on a 3rd and 3. Fever, open in the backfield. Alone, as I should say, and he's going to be on a quarterback keeper here out to the right side, exterior of the line. Not many lead blockers in front of him. He goes out of bounds after a gain of 4. The Panthers on the push out of bounds was Ben Haverkamp pushing Siebert. Officially only a gain of 2. They got pushed out a little sooner. 2nd down and 8, ball on the Ravens 40-yard line. The Centralia defense, dominant all year, coming to the day. 241 tackles in the year, averaging 60 tackles a game. They come in today with 210 tackles. That was the Marshall Ravens that came in the day with 241 tackles. This Centralia team also averaging 1.25 turnovers per game on defense. Ravens picking up their seventh foul of the game. This time, a false start. Now we'll bring it back to a second down and 13. So what was a second and 8? Now walking 5 yards back, second and 13, 10:36 to go of the third quarter. Ari Shepard getting out wide here. We have a twins left, twins right for the Ravens, trying to convert a long second down. Siebert pitching this one out far to Dulac, and Dulac runs forward for a gain of 5.
Going to Dulac.
What an interesting play design for Dulac. So they have the receivers go down the field. They have Dulac stay, and Siebert rolled out to his left, and before getting tackled, he pitched it out to his left. Dulac got the pitch. Again, it was a risky pitch. Siebert was nearly getting brought down when he threw it away to the outside. Still picks up some positive yards. Positive of 6 for Dulac. Dulac has had a total of 5 carries on this game, and he has a net total of 3 yards carrying total, because he has negative 13 yards total, as well as positive 17 yards. Jack Moore just got brought down in the backfield for the dump-off pass. It was a significant loss of 4 yards, so as soon as the Ravens find a way to go forward, they find a way to go backwards, unfortunately. And now the Ravens will come out and punt. Ravens punting again. Jace Campbell back to return is Aldifer. Aldifer getting sticky with it. He's up to the 35-yard line, the 45, and brought out of bounds. He extends it just past the 45 to the 47-yard line. So Centralia, they start on their 6th possession of the game, but just under 10 minutes to go, 9:12 to go in the third quarter on their own 47-yard line. Their last possession, it started on their own 40. And they were able to go down and score. 9:12 left to go. Centralia, bunched offense. Again, it's the single wing offense. Well, that misdirection and that spin, but it's going to be a pass. Jacob Plenty looking down the field. He has an open Aldifer, and again, he leads them over by 4 yards. Oh, an unfortunate pass that fell incomplete. That's the second time that a home run ball has just went foul for Jacob Plenty. There's a mix of a couple of things. I thought I just heard that maybe a flag was thrown, but it looks like if there was one, it got picked up. The second down and 10 now after the incompletion from Flinty. He's now 2 of 7 on the game, but again, he's had 2 opportunities on deep balls that he's just missed. Flinty in the backfield. He's got twins right. He hands this one off for a gain of just 2. Tyler Jones on the carry. Tyler Jones, that's his 3rd carry of the year. He now totals at 3 carries and 7 total yards. First time he's had a carry tonight. He's also had a little bit of a reception. He hasn't had a reception. Look at the other number games, number 7, which is Jace Campbell. But Flinty, right here. He's passing to the secondary level to Aldifer. This time he completes a pass completion of just 5 yards, but a pass completion nonetheless. That's the first time Plenty has been able to connect with his favorable receiver of the night, Aldifer. So it'd be a fourth down and one, but looks to be about a long fourth down and one. Maybe a yard and throw an extra foot on there, if you will. So the pass completion was good for 7 yards to Aldifer. Again, that was the first time Aldifer had caught a pass completion from Plenty. That's just Plenty's third pass completed today. Heidemann gets this one out of the backfield. He's got blockers. He goes out to the left side of the exterior. He gets past the first down, the 40, and he's dropped at the 36-yard line. So a carry of 9 yards. Officially 8 here for Heidemann. Heidemann, he just had his 5th carry of the game to put him over 25 yards rushing. Also, he tacked on to his 2 touchdowns on the night. He's had a significantly impactful game, especially when put on the 1-yard line. He's always an important player that you can put in those situations, and you just know he's going to go in and score. 32-0, 7 minutes left here of the third quarter. Aldifer sent into motion, and it looks like a false start against the Centralia offense. So that's going to bring him back 5 yards. It was a first down and 10 from the 37, and now a first and 15 from the 42-yard line on the Ravens. Still, Centralia on the Ravens territory side of the field, past the 50. Jacob Plenty going up to his head coach on the sideline, getting the call, now jogging back over to the huddle. Centralia at home on the year now, have outscored their opponents 132-20. But on the overall, they've outscored their opponents 158-75. Jacob Plenty stepping back in the backfield. It's a design screen to Aldifer. Aldifer breaks the tackle for the defensive lineman, and he's free. He skips a break tackle. He's got one to beat to the end zone. He beats him. It was a race between Aldifer and Jace Campbell, and Aldifer scores. But I'm just... Okay, that's a shoe on the ground. I thought that was a flag. That shoe is awfully yellow. That one has definitely been worn a lot. But a score nonetheless, Aldifer. A reception touchdown from Plenty from 43 yards out. Plenty's first passing touchdown of this game is 4th of the year. And Aldifer looked like he was going to be tackled on the screen. He broke the defensive lineman tackle, was running left of the far side hash marks, cut back in, and then went to the end zone. The referee just called a flag. Not quite sure what it was on. I think it was called against the Ravens. A lot of confusion on it, as there was no clear penalty marker ever thrown down. But here, it's going to be an extra point attempt. Centralia just scored. 42-yard touchdown pass from Plenty to Aldifer. And right through the wickets. The extra point is good for Centralia. Haverkamp right through the crossbars. 39-0. The Panthers lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
Availability of health care is important to both the quality of life and the economy in Nemaha County. I'm Kurt Sudbeck, Director of Ancillary Services at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, and I hope you'll join me in voting yes to continue the 0.5% sales tax to benefit our county's community hospitals. This investment helps provide technology and training so our hospitals and clinics can continue to provide excellent care for our neighbors. Vote yes on or before November 5th, paid for by Nemaha County Community Hospitals.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody, welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Kirk Kilman, back in studio. Centralia now up 39-0. They are 4-for-4 on the extra point, or 4-for-4 on the 2-point extra conversion, and they are 1-for-1 on the extra point. On the kick, Haverkamp, 1-for-1 on the day, with the extra point. So, nice little they just had. So, again, I go back a little bit earlier. There was a flag against Mar Hill. I guess it was a unnecessary roughness, not necessarily roughness, I mean a personal foul. So the kick will be moved 15 yards forward from where it will originally be at. So whereas teams kick from their own 40, Centralia will kick from the 45 of the Ravens, kick towards them. Mar Hill on the day have 8 total penalties. Centralia 4. We have 12 penalties combined for both teams. Havercamp kicking this one away. Centralia up 39-0. 6:18 left to go in the third quarter. Dulacki fumbles. It's on the ground. It's loose for either team to pick it up. It's between a Panther and a Raven. Let's see if a paw or a feather got on it first. And it looks like it was a feather. It will be recovered by the Ravens. Again, it was really close to being by the Panthers. Dagan Ronnebaum almost had a fumble recovery, which, mind you, he had last time we were on a broadcast here against the Onega Buffaloes. Ronnebaum also had, well, he had a strip fumble and recovery for a touchdown. That one also looked to be nearly the same. Mar Hill starting their 7th possession of the game on their own 14-yard line. 6:13 left to go here in the third quarter. Centralia, they just scored. They had a nice 53-yard drive put together. Of course, it ended with a Jacob Flinty touchdown pass. It was a screen pass to Aldifer. Aldifer, who broke a tackle, ran down the field to the left far side hash marks, cut back into the near the right side hash marks and numbers. He beat Jace Campbell to the end zone and scored. Luke Siever dropping back to pass for the Ravens. He goes in near side to Campbell, and it goes right through his hands and a big tackle after the incompletion, a huge one from Grady Becker. But Campbell, he was just missed right over his hands. I mean, if Campbell was a crossbar and it, or his hands were crossbars and that was an extra point, it would have been good. But unfortunately, you have to make the catch. So that will make an incompletion. It'll bring up a second down and 10. Siebert today has had a total of 6 incompletions, and one of his completions went for negative 4 yards in the backfield. So it's been a rough passing day for this Mar Hill team, who came in today averaging 16.1 yards per reception and were 450 receiving yards. Now Owen Dulac, it's going to be reversed in the backfield, handed off to Shepard, and the whistles aren't being blown, and it's taken a long time, but Shepard finally gets brought down. Again, it was a reverse. It was a snap to Owen Dulac. Owen Dulac rolled out to his left side to run, and then he reversed it behind him to Amari Shepard. Amari Shepard went up to the far side hash marks and came up the field only for a gain of 1, so a lot of finesse, just not too much execution. Brings up a 3rd down and 9. Also, Amari Shepard, that brings up his 2nd rushing attempt of the day. He's got 4 rushing yards total. 3rd down and 9, Ravens on their own 15-yard line. They have been past the 50 twice today, but they have not been able to reach the end zone. Sieberts in shotgun, twins right, Deuce left. Trying to hustle for the ball. Sieber, looking the pass. He goes over the top of the defender, intercepted by Aldifer. Aldifer, he's bringing it to the 30. He's past the 20, looking for defenders on the convoy. He's pushing a defender into the end zone. That's a touchdown. Pick 6. 30. I'm not sure, actually, if he did go into the end zone. That might have been short. May have been short. He will be short, just by a couple yards. Sorry, I was getting a little excited there. So short by 5 yards of the end zone. But there was a flag on the play. So, again, waiting for this one. But Aldifer, he had a 30-yard interception. And it's an unsportsmanlike penalty against Mar Hill. And that will be assessed on the kickoff. So, no, I am right. It was a pick 6. Okay, they just finally just updated the score. So it was a pick 6. I'm not crazy. So an interception return for a touchdown from 35 yards out. Haverkamp looking for getting the extra point here. And it will go right through. Centralia Now up 46-0 after the 35-yard touchdown return from Quinton Albifer. Incredible touchdown for the Panthers to put them up. Mar Hill Mount County set to get the ball right back in their own hands. 4:49 left to go here of the third quarter.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Centralia have scored a total of 6 times tonight. In total, they've only had just 6 possessions, but have only scored on 5 of those offensive possessions. Here they get their first defensive score, 35-yard touchdown return from Quinton Aldifer. Now, I should mention, it was intended for Jace Campbell, and then it went off of his hands. And Aldifer wasn't even looking towards the ball. He was turned around. It got deflected, and it went into his hands. He turned around real quick, broke a couple of tackles, and took that one all the way into the end zone. I had to wait for the call there. But also, so as I mentioned, the last kickoff was from the Ravens 25-yard line because of a personal foul that was assessed on the kickoff. And again, the Ravens have another personal foul after a touchdown that is added to the end of a kickoff. So the Ravens have a total of 9 penalties tonight, 3 of them being personal fouls. Centralia has a total of 4 fouls. So between both the teams, we have a total of 13 penalties on this one. So big rough, but what isn't rough right now is Haver Camp and his leg. He's 2-for-2 on the extra point. He's helped put this team up 46-0. Defensive score from Centralia. Again, on their last broadcast, we saw them have a defensive score. It was on a strip fumble on the kickoff. So Centralia on this year actually has 3 defensive touchdowns. They lead the league. And I believe their district in defensive touchdowns as well. And here, a timeout on the field. We'll be right back in 30 seconds here on 92.1. 4:40 left to go to the third quarter. It's 46-0. The Panthers lead.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody, welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. 4:40 left of the third quarter. Running clock will be enforced in the fourth quarter if this score stands. Going into that, the Panthers are in the lead. Again, 4:40 left to go here in the third quarter. We have a timeout taken on the field. Let's give you some scoring updates. Brought to you by the Holthouse, Slaughterhouse, and Fairview. And time to update your vehicle. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Again, check out online at HolthouseAutoHouse.com. Scoring updates from around the area. Lansing Seaman 15-50.5. That's our game on Coza 96.9. Also on 103.9, Royal Valley up 12-8 against Perry. The end of the third quarter, Jackson Heights is up 62-0 against Pleasant Ridge in a final here in the TVL 8-man play. 50-0, Axel beats Wakefield. Tieber going deep down the field. Looks like this one's also going to get picked off, and it will be. Quinton Aldifer is back-to-back interceptions on the game. Can he return this one for a touchdown as well? He's looking for the end zone, and he's brought down at the 12-yard line. Back-to-back drives. Quinton Aldifer makes the interception. That one was a duck that was just thrown into the air, so a little easier of a pick for Aldifer to make, but back-to-back interceptions from Mar Hill. Centralia now with 5 interceptions on the year. And then also, just a little bit of a mention here, that is, to my knowledge, okay, so Quinton Aldifer came in today with 1 interception, so now he's got 3 interceptions on the year. So an incredible game here for him. He's got the pick six, two total interceptions. Aldifer also with a total of 56 yards rushing. What a day for him. He's also got one reception for 7 yards. And really, his stats would be so much more if you would add on, again, this is not me trying to come across anyway, but there was a couple of times where Flinty did overthrow Aldifer, and there was two times and he would have been open for a touchdown. But Flinty still has had a great game despite the two incompletions. He got two touchdowns and over 180 yards of offense. He's had a great night. Just something you'd like to see as the year goes on, just those passes getting completed. And here, Centralia trying to score from the first and goal from the 6-yard line. They're pushing the pile. They look to be short. It's a 5-yard gain. So again, just looking for the ball carrier here. There's a mix of plenty. It was Mason McLean who was on the ball carry. The first time we've seen him carry the ball tonight. He carries that one for 5 yards. Excuse me, 4 yards for Jason McLean. Mason McLean. 46-0. About to be, or could be, 52-0. Panthers. Ravens. First time meeting between both teams. One to never forget for the Panthers and one that you probably will want to forget for the Ravens. Sear trying to go to the end zone. Is Bronx Tally. And he is brought down after a yard. So again, the Panthers, they're just bringing in a couple of backups here to look to score. It looks like Bronx Tally is actually the one who's getting the play calls in from his coach. So I believe we're going to see Jacob Flinty step out of the game. So on the night, Flinty, over 180 yards of offense and 2 touchdowns. Great night overall, and we're actually going to see backups all around for this offense. And it looks like just to be a run up the middle, and they're going to say he was stopped at the line of scrimmage. So a huge fourth down end goal from the 1-yard line, 1:26 to go. Noah Rapplinger, who is on the tackle. So here a drive that started on the 6-yard line for Centralia. They are set up from a interception by Quinton Aldifer. Bronx Tally, he's trying to help his Panthers team go into the end zone. He's 1 yard away. This is a direct snap to Mason McLean, and McLean goes into the end zone for a score. Coming off the bench, he gets a touchdown, his first of the year, Mason McLean, the sophomore. And now the Panthers are up 52-0, and they set up for another PAT. They've had their first 4 scores of the game. They elected to go for the 2-point conversion. They went 4-for-4 in all of those. They went back-to-back to the PAT, which they are currently 2-for-2 on them. This one, that one's going to be far right. The first time a extra point has not been made tonight for the Centralia Panthers. They are up 52-0, running clock here. That will drain away into the fourth quarter. So entering the fourth quarter, it'll be 52-0. The Panthers lead, and we'll have a running clock. So won't have too much longer one here with you on 92.1. Again, Panthers up 52-0. We'll be right back in just 30 seconds.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. Our ag lending department here at United Bank and Trust is ready to help get what you need this harvest season. From all of us here at United Bank and Trust, we want to wish all farmers a safe and successful harvest this year. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
1 quarter left, 12 minutes to go here. It will be a running clock. The Panthers up 52-0. Last touchdown was scored from Mason McLean, his first of the year. Bronx Tally was also in on the offense. The Troy Panthers just kind of putting in their backups, feeling pretty good about all the things so far in this game. Again, final quarter, Running clock, 52-0. You're tuned in to 92.1 Games Day. Also, be sure on your way home from the games, catch all the other scores, highlights, stats, and recaps with the local community National Bank High Scoreboard Show. Also, you can catch our pregames before all these shows on Friday Night Fever, presented by GN Banks, on the way to the games at 6 p.m., where we get to talk about our games that we have called, and then also some other marquee matchups throughout the districts and the leagues. Kickoff here from Haverkamp. Dulac picks it up, and he's stripped down. The ball is loose, but it goes out of bounds. Rolls out at the 38-yard line, so the fumble actually pushes the Ravens forward. He was brought down by number 63, Aiden Talley. First down and 10. Ball on their own 40 for Marhill Mount Academy. We go into the fourth again, running clock. 11:22 here. And Marhill, at this moment, is on currently their ninth possession of the game. They've had back-to-back interceptions, both picked off from Quinton Aldifer. So, number 12, Siebert, number 12, Aldifer, for the interceptions. Ravens starting on their own 34-yard line. It's a handoff to Dulac. Dulac, who gets out to the exterior here. He's breaking a couple of moves, and he's got a huge gain of 16 yards, the first positive, or one of the first big positive gains here tonight for the Ravens. This will also be the Ravens' biggest rushing play of the night. Largest rushing play of the night for the Ravens. Puts them up on their own 49-yard line. First down and 10, 10:28 left to go. Also, you can make sure you visit the NSCSports.net to see schedules and results for every area school and every sport, plus listen to weekly coaches shows, live games, and view athletes of the week at NSCSports.net. And remember, it's free anytime and anywhere worldwide. So is the MSC Space Radio app. You can download that at any time and listen to all your favorite stations. Again, MSC Radio app. 1 yard carry for Owen Dulac. Owen Dulac here for back-to-back carries, climbing for 17 total yards. 9 minutes, 50 seconds left to go. Centralia looking to improve to 4-1 on the year and 2-0 in district play, the classification of 1A4, District 4 play. And then also in the District 4, classification 1A for the Marhill Mountain Academy Ravens, they will drop to 0-2. Troy, they will actually improve to 2-0 in district play. So both Centralia and Troy will go to 2-0. Troy, who's currently taking down the Dauphin West Mustangs. Last time I checked on the score, it was a 41-0 game. Troy was in the lead in the going into the second half. Mari Shepard gained the completion, going out of bounds after 7 yards. First completion from Siebert in quite a while, at least one that's gone positive, his first positive passing play in his last, out of his last five passing attempts. Third down and 3. Also, Shepard's second reception this game. In shotgun. Handoff. Up the middle. He goes. Marhill. Michael Garrett, who's now in the game. The junior. He picks up the first down and moves the chains. And this defense for Centralia has been incredible. On the year, they've averaged only allowing teams 18.75 points per game. Last year, they only allowed 15.2 points per game. This defense also has 3 total defensive touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 3 fumble recoveries. Incomplete to the far side outside the sticks. So again, Siebert, who did not start this game at quarterback, but on the third drive, he came in at quarterback. And he's definitely struggled. He's had some great plays, but he's also had some struggling plays. Again, it's not all through the quarterback's fault. It's also sometimes on the receiver on just being able to extend themselves to make a catch and to, you know, not shorten their stride, but to extend themselves to make that play. Just keep following and going with their route. A lot of times it just takes, you know, great connection. And a lot of the times you just got to see quarterbacks get that feeling throughout the year. As the year goes on, they'll get that comfortability with their guys. We see that on every level, really. Siebert dropping back, spins the ball into his hands, trying to get his hand on the leather, and he just throws this one out of bounds. Pressure applied from Max Walters. After the incompletion, brings up a third down and 10. Ravens on the Centralia 38-yard line. Again, this is the ninth possession of the game for Mar Hill. They've had two straight interceptions, and before that, they had a punt, and then their fifth possession ended with the half ending, and then before that, punt, turnover on downs, and then a punt, punt. So, on the game, three total punts, turnover on downs, and two picks, including a pick six. So, defense has been stellar tonight for this Centralia team. Quick gain here for just a couple of yards, but it will bring up a fourth down and six to go. Michael Garrett again on the carry for Mar Hill. 6:03 left to go. We've still got a running clock, 52-0. Mar Hill just trying to get their first score of the game. This is the first time between both teams ever playing against each other. Both coaches coming to their third year. So, again, I mentioned coming to this one, this is a game where there's no history beforehand. So, someone's got bragging rights coming out of this one. Someone says, we are undefeated when playing blank. In this case, the Panthers will own it. But this Mar Hill team, they've had a better year this year than last year. Last year, 0-9. But this year, they have played some really great games. In fact, they beat the state runner-up of 1A last year, JCN, to start the year 22-20. So this Mar Hill team has plenty of success as the year goes on. And Luke Siebert drops back on a pass who, well, looks like the only one in the area was the referee, but he wasn't going to make the catch. So it'll be a turnover on downs. Second turnover on downs in the game for the Mar Hill Ravens. That gives the Centralia Panthers the ball on their own 35-yard line. With less than 5 minutes remaining, Bronx Talley will be the starting quarterback for the Panthers. Again, make sure after this game you go to our MSCSports.net website, and I'll have a story for this game, some stats, and a more cohesive write-up of the entire game if you're interested. So again, you can go to the MSCSports.net website using Google or whatever web browser you prefer, and you can always check out not only the story write-up for these games, but all of our other area game scores. You can also listen to the game live, the Listen Live tab. You can also check into coaches' shows. See what your coach has to say about your team every week, or see what the opposing team's coach has to say about your team every week. Those are always fun ones to take a listen to. 4:02 left to go. It's a handoff going for a gain of three. On the carry here, Mason McLean. Mason McLean, he had a touchdown for the Panthers from a couple yards out. I believe it was a 1 yard rushing touchdown on the game now. He's got 11 total yards for three carries and one touchdown. The sophomore Mason McLean getting a couple of touches in here. Substitution for the Panthers coming out of the game. Kelton Huntingkeke and going in Trace Houck, the freshman. 3:18 left to go. The clock is still ticking. 52-0. Next week, Centralia will look to play the Horton Chargers. So they will charge into some enemy territory for the first time in 3 weeks. Mar Hill Mount Academy, they will look to go back to the nest. And the Ravens will take on Donovan West. Bronx Talley is just getting the carry. Picked up a gain of two. Bronx Talley now has two carries on the game for just over 4 yards. 2:45 left to go here. Again, appreciate everybody who's tuned along with us. And afterwards, be sure you on your way home, or maybe you are at home. Well, if you are at home, get cozy. Maybe get some hot chocolate, a nice sweater on. Listen to Boz and Jake talk about the updates around the area on the high school scoreboard show. Always a great time with Jake and Boz. And again, the local community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Even though sometimes they can be a little bit mean to me. Jack Smith on the tackle. Big carry here for Mason McLean. He picks up the first down and then some. 52-0. Centralia still running their offense, again, with just backups here, but between Mason McLean and Bronx Tally, they are still putting up some numbers. So for the Panthers, I say it's safe to say that in the upcoming future, you have plenty of young underclassmen and players. You'll be just fine. Again, Bronx Tally, he's just a freshman. Mason McLean, he's just a sophomore. So in a couple years here, when I'm calling 92.1, you guys are going to be hearing both of those players' names, and we'll talk about the good old days where they're coming in here and shutting out the game in just the final minutes. New one on the carry here, Max Walters, the freshman. He's got a carry of 3 yards. The ball did come loose. That might be the first turnover of the game for Centralia. Again, they're trying to see who they got the recovery, and it will be the Ravens. So Centralia almost went a full four quarters and 8 drives without a turnover, but here they get their first official one. Mar Hill on this game, they have 2 official turnovers with a pick six, added on to another interception. So 2 interceptions, and also 2 turnover on downs. The turnover on downs aren't credited to as a stat for an official turnover. But the offense is still technically giving up the ball 4 times. So the clock running down with 33 seconds left to go. Siebert and shotgun. Leisurely, going to take this snap. Just trying to probably pick up a couple of yards here. And then let the clock run out. Low snap. Siebert, eyeing the field. Rolling out to his right. Sends this one down the field. Can he find an open target in the game? Yes, he can. Going to the end zone for a possible score. He's down at the 1. That's Nathan Randolph. And a timeout, I believe, is called. The largest passing play of the game. Siebert, for more than 50 yards down the field, makes the pass completion. So there was not a timeout called. Instead, they just get up to the line as quickly as possible to try to get the snap and score, but they cannot. So to end the game, Siebert has he triples his passing stats with a 50-plus yard completion to Randolph. And Nathan Randolph, that's his first catch of this game. So again, we'll be back for our post-game show, which is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best business in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Buy them online at beoutdoors.com. We also have our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. But again, stay tuned. Panthers win 52-0. It was 52-0 going into the fourth quarter. Backups just kind of came in, running clock. But again, we'll talk all about that in our post-game show. We'll be back in a couple minutes here on KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
If you're making plans for landscaping your home or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate.
We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors.
We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts.
Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On KMZ 92.1, our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling? Use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. All right, here's the quick summary of the games in Troy. They won the toss. They elected to defer to the second half. And let me tell you, it was just all the way there on from them. Mar Hill, they had a three-and-out punt. Centralia, they got the ball on their first drive. It was capped off with a Hyman one-yard rushing touchdown. It was set from a 42-yard rush from Aldifer. Aldifer, who, by the way, had a great night. He had two interceptions total, over 60 yards rushing on official stats there, but or 60 yards rushing, one defensive touchdown, and then also two total interceptions. Continue this, just going through the scoring updates. Flinty on the second possession of the game for the Panthers. He had a 4-yard rushing touchdown. That was just his first of the game. Heideman, he had his second of the game, 1-yard rushing touchdown. Heideman finished the game with 17 yards total rushing. Flinty had his best play of the game from 55 yards out with another rushing touchdown. A one-play drive that went and scored. So the quickest drive of the game and the fastest drive of the game. Flinty, fourth score of the game, forced and trying to put them up 32-0 again. And then Flinty, he had his third touchdown of the game, this time being a passing touchdown. Flinty to Aldifer from 43 yards. Aldifer, who picked up his first offensive touchdown of the game. And then also, you can't forget, right after that, he had a pick six. So Aldifer finished the game with two total interceptions, one on offense, one on defense. And then the final touchdown of the game from Mason McClain. At this point, it was just, you know, the backups coming in. It was an interception that was set up from another interception by Quinton Aldifer. So Quinton Aldifer had a great night. So if I were to give a player of the game, I kind of have to give it. I feel like it's a due respect here to two different players. I know you typically give it to one, but I feel like in all respect, I should give it to two here because Quinton Aldifer had a great game both on offense and defense, and so as well. did Jacob Plenty. So Jacob Plenty, he finished the night with 246 yards of offense, 3 total touchdowns, 2 on the ground, and 1 in the air. He is the player of the game, along with also Quinton Albifer, who had 2 total touchdowns, 1 defensive and 1 offensive, and 2 total interceptions. There are your players of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. That's all we have here tonight on 92.1. The Panthers take their fourth win of the year in week number 5. They improve to 4-1. They will play Horton next week on their road. And then going back to the Nets will be the Ravens. They drop to 2-3, and they will be hosting the Dawson West Mustangs at home. That's all being said. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This has been Crit and Profit. Kirk Kilman back in studio. Make sure you tune into the High School Scoreboard Show.